Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 2. Week 4. Our spiritual food, our spiritual rock, and the contents of the Lord's table. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 10:4. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Numbers 20:8. Take the rod and gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brothers, and speak to the rock before their eyes, so that it yields its water. Thus you shall bring forth water for them out of the rock, and give the assembly and their livestock a drink. Exodus 17:6. I will be standing before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Numbers 20:8. Take the rod and gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, so that it yields its water. Thus you shall bring forth water for them out of the rock, and give the assembly and their livestock a drink. John 19:34. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. John 7:37-39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scriptures said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Related reading. As the spiritual rock, Christ follows the believers to give them the spiritual drink. The spiritual drink in 1 Corinthians 10:4 refers to the living water that flowed out of the cleft rock, typifying the Spirit who flowed out of the crucified and resurrected Christ as our all-inclusive drink. In his crucifixion, Christ, as the living spiritual rock, was smitten by the authority of God's law, in order that the water of life in resurrection could flow out of him into his redeemed people for them to drink. We should all drink the same spiritual drink and should not drink anything other than the all-inclusive Spirit. Through incarnation, Christ came to earth as the rock. On the cross, he was smitten by the authority of God's righteous law to accomplish God's redemption. His side was pierced, and living water flowed out for God's people to drink. This living water is the water of life in resurrection, the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit as the ultimate issue of the triune God. The trouble in Numbers 20:2-13 was caused by the shortage of water, which typifies the Spirit of life. In type, this shows that whenever God's people are short of the Spirit of life, they will have problems. When God's people have an abundance of the Spirit, their problems among themselves and with God are solved. In Exodus 17, Moses struck the rock with his rod. The water flowed out for the people to drink. The rock was a spiritual rock that followed God's people in their journey through the wilderness. This signifies that Christ has been crucified to become a rock that follows his people. This following rock is the resurrected Christ as the life-giving Spirit who is always with the church to supply his believers with the water of life. Since Christ has been crucified and the Spirit has been given, there is no need for Christ to be crucified again. That is, no need to strike the rock again, that the living water may flow. To receive the living water from the crucified Christ, we need only to, quote, take the rod, and, quote, speak to the rock. To take the rod is to identify with Christ in his death and apply the death of Christ to ourselves and our situation. To speak to the rock is to speak a direct word to Christ as the smitten rock, asking him to give us the Spirit of life based on the fact that the Spirit has already been given. If we apply the death of Christ to ourselves and ask Christ in faith to give us the Spirit, we will receive the living Spirit as the bountiful supply of life. To sanctify God is to make him holy, that is, separate from all the false gods. To fail to sanctify God is to make him common. In being angry with the people and in wrongly striking the rock twice, Moses failed to sanctify God. In being angry when God was not angry, Moses did not represent God rightly in his holy nature, and in striking the rock twice, he did not keep God's word in his economy. Thus, Moses offended both God's holy nature and his divine economy. Because of this, even though he was intimate with God and may be considered a companion of God, Moses lost the right to enter the good land. In all that we say and do concerning God's people, our attitude must be according to God's holy nature, and our actions must be according to his divine economy, that is, to sanctify him. Otherwise, in our words and deeds, we will rebel against him and offend him.